This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to study with you a lesson based upon the first verse of the 12th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. A very famous, a very well-known passage of Scripture. And it reads as follows. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now I want to use this passage today as a basis for our studying the topic, someday you're going to meet an old man. It may be that you're already an old person, an old man or an old woman, but nevertheless the principle will work just as well. The thing we're going to be talking about is that each one of us is building ourselves of tomorrow by what we think and do each day. But speaking especially now to young people, I want to say that you're going to meet an old man someday down the road, some 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years. He'll be there in the middle of the road waiting for you. You'll be catching up with him. Now I want to raise the question just what kind of man you're going to meet. That is truly a significant question for you if you are a young person. He may be a seasoned, soft, gracious fellow, a gentleman that has grown old gracefully, surrounded by a host of friends who call him blessed because of what his life has meant to them. Or the person you meet may be a bitter, disillusioned, dried up, soured, cynical old buzzard without a good word for anybody, friendless and alone, blaming everyone else for the terrible lot that he has in life. Now, the kind of old man you meet will depend entirely upon yourself. There is no one else who can do it for you, for the simple reason that that old man will be you. He will be the composite of everything you think, do, and say today, tomorrow, and all of the days afterwards. His mind will be set in the mold you have made by your attitudes. His hands and mouth will be manifesting what you have been putting into his heart all of those years between then and now. Your every little thought, your every little deed goes into this old man. He'll be exactly what you make him, nothing more, nothing less. You'll have no one else to credit or to discredit or to blame in any real sense. Every day and every way, you're becoming more and more like that old man or that old woman. You're getting to look more like him every day. You're getting to sound more like him. You're getting to think more like him. You're getting to act more like him. In short, you're becoming more and more this old man every day that you live. Now let us imagine that you live your life only for yourself. What kind of old man will you meet? As you go down through the years, someday, let us say 40 years from now, right in the middle of the road, there you will meet this old man. If you live only for yourself, what kind of old man will you meet? With every passing day, that old man is getting smaller, crabbier, more sour, harder, more unhappy, more self-centered. With every passing day, he will have more grounds to look back over his life with regret. On the other hand, if you live your life for others, that is, by truly serving Jesus Christ, and thereby serving and loving your fellow man, what kind of old man will you meet? Think in terms of what you can give to others during your life. Don't always be anxious about the credit which you think is due to you. Don't live the life of a buzzard, as it were, seeing only the dead, only the bad. Remember, the hummingbird sees the flowers, but the buzzard sees the carcass. If you do these things and others, the old man you meet someday will be growing bigger, softer, kindlier, greater, more like the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Apostle Paul made clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. And here is a very significant point to remember. These things do not always tell immediately, but they will show up sooner than perhaps you think. These little things, seemingly so unimportant now, your attitudes, your goals, your ambitions, they're adding up inside. Do not think that you can sow the seed of stinkweeds and wind up with roses. They will show up where you cannot see them, crystallizing in your heart and your mind. They are slowly but surely hardening into that old man. Now let us think about the fact that we should take the time to take care of that old man. And that time is now, right now, today, this week. And that means that each one of us will have to examine his motives, to check up on himself, to work on himself while he is still plastic, for the day comes when it will be too late. Any wise man takes inventory regularly, but a businessman's merchandise is not nearly as important as he himself is. Each of us needs to take a personal inventory. You'll be much more likely to meet the kind of man you'd like to meet at the end of the road. Think about it. You have the power to create a monster even worse than that of Dr. Frankenstein, or to create someone that God would have you to be. But our time is gone for today. Please do be back with us next time as we continue our study.